Before we start today, I want to tell you about a great competition at Flyhawkers running. Your chance to win over £2,000 worth of sponsorship in a competition that's now gone live. You can find out more at flyhawk.com, or we've also got information on the netballshow.co.uk. The prize includes 12 club netball dresses, one set of patched netball bibs, 15 t-shirts for players and coaches, and 20 netballs with three large ball carriers. All you need to do is head to flyhawk.com and you could be in with a chance of winning a prize, a sponsorship package worth £2,000. Competition closes on the 31st of May and the winner will be announced on the 2nd of June. Good luck.
Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted this week to Joe Tripp. Joe, let's have a look at the season so far. Despite the table position in the league, how have you found it?
It's been an interesting season so far. I think it's definitely been up and down. We've had some really strong performances, and I think we're just starting to grow from kind of a few weeks ago. I think when I left, Connie did a sterling job with the girls and picking up kind of where she left off and getting our first win on the board and then getting some more points against a very strong Loughborough side. So, yeah, definitely heading in the right direction now. I think it's, yeah, just taking us a bit of time to, obviously there's a few of us that crossed over from a previous team, and time to settle really into a new franchise. I keep saying, you know, to people that like the processes and everything's kind of being put in place while we're going, and normally that's not the case. So yeah, it's been a big learning year, but looking forward to really pushing on this back end.
Definitely a huge advantage you had, obviously, being able to draw some Stars players last season. How effective has that been for you?
Yeah, I think it's been really effective. But in saying that as well, like, you know, six of the team, you know, came from the Stars, but two didn't, you know, and Betsy and Ruth, they weren't on court. They're now kind of starting players. So, you know, there is actually quite a lot of change. Betsy and Ziggy didn't play together last year. They were just both training kind of as goal shoots, as you know, Betsy had recovered from a very big injury in the preseason. So although the connections, or some of the connections there, you know, Jeshua feeding to Ziggy, I love seeing it still. So it's still the highlight of my week. Even in training sometimes I'm like blown away by the feeds that are going in. So you know, and then Jazzy, you know, Jazz Brown had lost kind of her whole defensive end and is having to build with completely new players. And so, yes, you know, keeping the core's great, but obviously there has been a lot of change, and I've kind of probably recognised that more so, you know, stepping into the season and actually realising actually our ends are coming along, our mid-court, you know, Gabby Marshall being injured, significantly injured a number of times so far this season. Just hasn't kind of helped that, you know, that connectivity. But I think Ruth has come on and done a sterling job, and excited to see where we go.
Gab's obviously not on court at the minute, but still important that she's still part of the team off court as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, over the last few weeks, she hasn't actually even been able to be part of the team. She came and saw us this week at training, just at the end of the training, briefly. She's been really knocked around. She's basically been bedridden for the last couple of weeks at home in Manchester with family. So, yeah, really, really tough season for her so far.
What do you think about stats overall? Obviously, stats on the netballsl.com website. We know that Ziggy's on 90% accuracy, Betty's on 75%. As a coach, is it something you'd pay attention to more than individual players, or do you think that they have a sneaky look when you're not looking?
Oh, who knows what those girls do when I'm not looking. However, for us, we always know Ziggy's a 90% plus shooter, so that's what we're asking of her. I think the adjustment this season has been kind of, you know, listening to obviously the public, you know, they're pushing for the 2-point shots, but you know, keeping Ziggy in line and with saying like her game, 95% of the game, 99% of the game is her fantastic yeah. 1 point game. You don't need to go away, have every player go away from that. You know, some of those winning teams in terms of LA Thunderbirds and Fever, who came third, have really dominant 1 point shooters. And that's what we've seen over the last couple of years. So yeah, it's possibly a different way of doing things, but it's, I think, players getting comfortable, and it's kind of preferred. I kind of look at it a bit more like basketball now in a weird way. Like in basketball, you have really big role players. You have that now as well in netball. Like it's not all going to the 1 point. You have people that play different massive roles. It might be you're a 1 point dominant shooter and a huge rebounder. You know, rebounding is a big focus of ours. We actually did very well against Loughborough, which was good because that was a focus of ours in that week. So yeah, just like what role do they play? It might be you wear and tear down a player defensively, and then you know you've seen it in teams like Loughborough where they're playing with their back end, and you know one person's wearing down a player, another person's coming on and getting the ball. So yeah, there's definitely, I think now that the 2 point shot is in it, that players are playing potentially different roles in their team, and that's quite exciting to explore.
From the games I've seen, it's really nice to see obviously Gabby Sinclair working with Ziggy and also Betsy as well. But in defence, Gab's Coffee working with Jazz and Shelley. So thank you for that.
Yes. I think Gab's Coffee is a really exciting one. Again, like, you know, sitting down with her, she's not quite where she wants to be. And so we're continuing to push, continuing to connect kind of those dots. I think for me, it's if you look at kind of a younger defence back line, and then you look at, you know, if you look at the Thunder, the Lightning back line, they're quite old. They're older, more experienced. And then if you look at a Pulse back line, they've been together for, you know, a huge amount of years, and Fumi is Fumi. So, you know, we're trying to create that with our group at the moment, and they've come along, you know, in a first season or half a season so far, just in creating those relationships, those understandings. You know, as a Goldie Gold Keep, which Gabby Coffee kind of provides, it is hard to learn, you know, what to kind of do in both positions. What ball do you give up, come on the 2v1, let Hunt off, compared to what do you contest? And it's just maturing those kind of, that kind of knowledge in these girls' games. I think they've absolutely got the talent to do the work. It's just more the maturity and decision-making, I think, in the whole defensive unit that has, yeah, really started to progress. And then Gab Sinclair is just an outstanding, classy player, isn't she? So, we will be honest, she has been massively struggling with her calves this season, and I think that's been reflective in our kind of game management of her, unfortunately, in a game against Pulse. You know, Gabby Marshall kind of getting taken out reduced us actually to 8 players, because Gabby Sinclair just couldn't get warm again to a point that we were comfortable to put her back on court. So that was, one wipeout, but you lose two kind of starting players in that. It's quite a tough loss, and I just feel like that's been a little bit of our season at the moment, which just, is what it is. We continue to push forward and continue to want more.
But there must be quarters where you thought, oh, well, yeah, we did what we needed to do, when there's been signs definitely in the games that we've seen.
Oh yeah, I think huge signs. I think Loughborough breathed a sigh of relief after the end of that game. Beck and Liv a hug. I was like, yeah, they knew it. Like, you know, some people were predicting an absolute blowout, but I've seen the way the girls have trained, and this is, you know, they're really together as a group as well. So I knew we would be, up near contesting them. I do think we're potentially pulled out of the contest a little bit more, but however, the girls' response was really, really good. I know sometimes, in the past we've put our heads down and kind of lost the plot, but we responded really, really well. We got ball back, we're really diligent with our position. So I love watching, you know, although we lost to Loughborough, it was a good feeling loss, in terms of our performance was really, really solid. And when you continue building off this, we've got a point. We deserved a point, if not more. On to this week.
Hi, this is Gabby Sinclair, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Neville Show with Flyhawk, back with Joe Tripp. Joe, this season, all teams are playing in arenas. Are you noticing how much of an effect that's having so far just yet?
Yeah, I think we had our first game, a home game in an arena, and I just think it was a lot. And in all honesty, we performed pretty poorly for our standards. And, you know, to have an arena atmosphere was really exciting, but it's not as intimate maybe as we're used to. And, you know, because obviously you're in the middle and the fans are quite far away, whereas at, you know, certain arenas like Worcester Arena or even like Sir David Wallace, which we were at last week, they're just more intimate, they're tighter. You can feel kind of that energy from the crowd. So it's definitely something that, you know, players, I would look at most of my players, and you've got, you know, one international, Jess Shaw, who's been in those kind of big environments, but the other girls probably haven't, comparatively to potentially other teams as well who do have maybe more players that have in terms of the international stage. So for my girls, it's really, yeah, getting used to that kind of environment and the bigger numbers, which were really exciting. It's so good to see so many more people supporting netball.
The good thing is, though, throughout the league, it's about attracting new fans as well. I'd say that's definitely happening.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the teams are now more collaborative with each other. I still think there's a push in that space, which can happen. Like, we want to be going places and having a full crowd, even if that crowd's not cheering for us. You can kind of, you know, flick it in your head that they are. I used to love that. I just used to, you know, and there were some really good spaces with fans that would just absolutely follow the teams. And I think that's a big part that we are starting to come to, is starting to share, you know, that we want bums on seats. We want to be playing in front of these bigger arenas more consistently, whether we're home or away. So I definitely think that support through teams through the league is getting better and better. But yeah, just really, really lovely to see so many people. Like, I think once you come to a game, you come to more. It's not normally something you come to and then go, nah, this isn't for me. It's such an exciting space. So yeah, just looking forward to continuing to build the momentum.
For Panthers, what's individual investment been like for local businesses? I mean, Knighthead Capital Management have invested, and you will have had individual sponsors and that kind of thing. It's important that they're involved in this first part of the league moving forward.
100%. I think, you know, the league is very determined to professionalise, and that can only be done with these sponsors and these investors coming on board and supporting the sport and supporting the athletes and supporting the franchises. So super important that we, you know, maintain really positive relationships in that space and continue to grow year on year.
I have to admit, I'm really pleased with Peaky Mascot. Has there been a chance where you've just obviously left everything at halftime to maybe Connie and to Rach and just nipped on the costume at halftime and ran onto the court? Those are the questions of B-Boss.
Oh, Peaky is so good. So good. Just love having a mascot that's just so enthusiastic and just represents, obviously, Panthers. There was a lot of research and development that went into, you know, creating kind of that Panthers mascot. And, yeah, definitely like that. I love how, like, American we're trying to go with that. I think that's, yeah, America, you know, their mascots are phenomenal. There's mascot battles. There's all this kind of stuff. And I just think it's a huge part of the attraction to the game as well.
Joe, thanks and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.